Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes, indeedy. Hello, campers. Greetings. Welcome. Salutations. Hump day aloha to you. And it is Wednesday at 4:06. It's time for our regularly scheduled get-together with Dave Schwartz, the top dog, the big cheese, the big kahuna, at Freedom Action Network of South Carolina. Welcome to the show, Dave. Great to have you here, as always.
Happy Wednesday, Bob.
You know, in looking over some of the background material for what we wanted to talk about today, about the corruptocrats down in Colombia, my memory flashed back to a time when the legislature wanted to have an audit of SCDOT. And so a forensic CPA was assigned to do the audit, and the SCDOT said, "Well, sorry, we don't have all the information that you would need to do. And by the way, you'd be better off doing this job from your house than you are
right
here."
Right.
So essentially,
they tried to fire the guy.
Yeah,
they
did. Yeah, they tried to can the guy for doing the job, which a CPA typically would do, and that is an audit of the books. And, of course, an audit of the books might show some, well, shall we say, improprieties as to where the money was going, and not only that, but where did some millions of dollars disappear to?
Well, here's the good news, right? Our auditor is the NERF.
Yep.
They take a look at these books. Every month that they publish the books, the NERV and Rick Vendrette, the reporter there, the editor at the NERV, is combing through them and analyzing it and giving us what we need to know. And they did it again last week. They had a great report. And, Bob, we talk about this all the time. Look, these when we say pet projects, right, when we talk about our roads and why our roads are crumbling,
mm-hmm,
and we talk about millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars being diverted away from repairs, diverted away from fixing the damaged bridges, going away from fixing potholes, right? And we talk about where are they going? It's going to pet projects that these politicians and their buddies get rich off of. And this story, this report, is just yet another example of that. But I got to tell you, this one is a doozy.
Yeah.
And the fact that they don't know where $8 million is, the SCDOT, the politicians that run it, they can't tell us where $8 million went is scary. The other thing, $77 million, Bob. $70 million. Pet project on the coast, Interstate 73.
Yep.
That doesn't even exist yet. They haven't put down a drop of asphalt or concrete, if, you know, Corrupt U. Leatherman's going to be the contractor on the case there.
What a surprise.
They haven't done a lick of work. The road doesn't exist, and yet we've spent $77 million on it. Our money, our taxes, and of that $77 million, Bob, they can't account for eight of it. That's like 10%. It's
unbelievable.
Scary.
I mean, if somebody was running a private business and they had spent $77 million and had absolutely nothing to show for it, dare I say nothing concrete to show for it, and $8 million was totally unaccounted for, I'm sorry, but somebody is going to jail.
It's unbelievable, but getting to the point here, which is your listeners, right? Folks that are listening to your show, that are driving on these roads in Greenville, that are you know, basically vibrating on these roads.
Bouncing up and down on them, yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking, you know, just north of Greenville, right up there in TR on Highway 25, where, I mean, I hear about it almost every single day from your listeners, from folks that drive that road. It is amazing, and you have to understand, y'all, the money isn't going to fix that road. It's going to places like pet projects like I-73. And again, the kicker in all of this, the kick in the teeth in all of this, Bob, is they're getting rich off of it.
Yeah.
They're not, as you said, there is no product. There is no Interstate 73.
Right.
There is no infrastructure. They're not building this, as they shouldn't, by the way. It's unnecessary. It's a pet project. But there's nothing to show for $77 million except for a few well-connected folks are getting rich.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, they're very well-connected. Corrupt Hugh Leatherman's business partner, a guy named Reynolds Williams, who, by the way, Corrupt Hugh Leatherman appointed to the State Employee Pension Board, which, as we've talked about many, many times, is gone to pot,
yep.
Right? Is in billions and billions of dollars in debt. Reynolds Williams made $2.8 million from DOT on this whole I-73 scam for basically coercing landowners to give their land and buy their land up for the right-of-ways for Interstate 73 for this pet project. $2.8 million. Guy is business partners with corrupt Hugh Leatherman, the most powerful, most corrupt politician in the state. Bob, if you don't think Hugh Leatherman is getting a piece of this action, you're crazy.
Yeah.
If you don't think he's steering DOT to give his buddies those multi-million dollar contracts, you're crazy. This is how they steal our money. This is why our roads aren't fixed. And this is why over and over again we tell you, your roads aren't getting fixed, not because they don't have enough money down there in Columbia.
No, they got plenty.
Because they're funneling it to these corrupt schemes. It's a corruption problem. It's not a money problem with our roads.
You know, it's amazing to me that the FBI has not stepped in to look at this stuff. But then again, you know, the FBI has been too busy trying to railroad President Trump and doing non-investigations of sexual assault allegations that have no validity against Brett Kavanaugh. So they're obviously tied up with those things, right?
I mean, look, there is the FBI. I mean, don't even get me started.
Yeah.
Remember, the FBI is also the one that gave a slap on the wrist to Corrupt Hugh Leatherman's son-in-law down
right
here a few weeks
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, John Hardy.
You know, yeah, he got probation and you know,
and house arrest.
He had to go buy a hooker.
Right.
That's right. He had to go buy a hooker for him to finally get at least a look at you know, for violating his probation.
Right.
But here's the bottom line, Bob. You're right. The FBI, Alan Wilson, our attorney general, is the one that's going to have to step in. And our hope, of course, is that, and we need to continue to pressure him, but our hope is that this investigation into John Hardy, which is Corrupt Hugh Leatherman's son-in-law, the
right
disgraced former DOT commissioner that went out and bought a hooker, this Allen's investigation opens up and it becomes a much bigger probe. But in the meantime, here's what you can do. You're sitting on this road. If you're driving on Highway 25 right now and your car is vibrating because there's so many damn potholes in the road, if you're traveling across, you know, those dangerous roads and bridges that we always talk about, you know, a Walnut Grove Road Bridge down there in Woodruff, right?
Yeah, see-through bridges, yeah.
That's right. If you want to get your roads fixed and you're sick and tired of hearing Dave Schwartz get on the radio on the Bob McClain Show and talk about how they're stealing our money and millions of dollars,
right,
you've got to hold your legislators, wait for something to happen. They're going to take our money and they're going to launder it, just like they are here, as the NERV pointed out, with Interstate 73.
Yep.
They're going to launder this money. They're going to steal it, and they're going to funnel it to these pet projects down the coast. And our roads are going to continue to crumble here in the upstate.
You know, I talked to Alan Wilson about this when he was up here at Jeff Duncan's event not long ago. And he said he is aware of what John Hardy was up to. His rationale for not having opened his own investigation to this point was, he said, it would be duplicating what the FBI was doing. Mm-hmm. But now, of course, it's a different scenario because the FBI's business with Mr. Hardy is concluded.
Right.
And so we can hope from this point forward that Alan Wilson, as the state attorney general, will follow through and open his own investigation into what state laws Mr. Hardy may have violated that could put him away for even longer than his probation violation.
It's such a weak-kneed answer, but here's the bottom line. Look, thanks to pressure from your listeners, Alan Wilson has opened an investigation on John Hardy.
Yep.
Okay, there is an investigation. He has asked SLED to start gathering evidence on John Hardy.
Right.
But the bottom line is, every step of the way, we're going to have to stay on top of Alan. We're going to have to force Alan to go dig deeper, claw a little harder, scratch a little more, and get to the bottom here. Look, we know Hugh Leatherman is corrupt as hell. We know he has stolen money from us. We know he's broken state laws. Alan Wilson needs to go after him. And I'm hoping, and we're all hoping, and we're going to continue to have to pressure Alan, because Alan's a little weak. He needs a backbone every now and again, and we're going to have to give it to him on this, which is, he's going to have to hear from us a lot. He needs to investigate this. He needs to prosecute these guys. Bob, it's the only way that there's going to ever be a chilling effect in that state house is if Alan Wilson starts investigating seriously and starts prosecuting these state crimes. We know John Hardy and Hugh Leatherman broke the law. It's a matter of Alan Wilson investigating and getting it in front of a judge and
right.
proving it. And we need to help him do that. But in the meantime, we need to get these roads fixed. And Bob, text the word pothole to 52886. Demand answers from your politicians on your roads. If we don't do that, if we don't force these politicians to fix our roads like they promised
yep.
when they jacked up our taxes a couple years ago, they're going to funnel that money to these crazy pet projects like I-73 on the coast. And Bob, I don't know, $77 million is a heck of a lot of money.
Yeah, you
there
bet.
There could have been a lot of bridges and a lot of roads fixed with that money. Instead, they're funneling it off down to the coast, and they're paying off all their donors, these lobbyists, the politicians. They're making millions of dollars on our back. They're getting rich on our back, Bob. We need to stop that. Text the word pothole to 52886 on your cell phone, P-O-T-H-O-L-E, to the number 52886 on your cell phone. Let's put an end to this corruption, and let's get the roads fixed.
Yeah,
that's the most important thing.
It's pathetic. In the real world, most people would call what's going on here criminal. Dave, thanks very much for the update this afternoon. And folks can keep up with you guys on Facebook, right, on a daily basis.
You bet. We post every single day, give you updates every day. Facebook.com/fanofSC. Facebook.com/fanofSC.
Dave, thanks again, as always, and see you next week.
Talk to you next week, Bob. Thanks.
You bet. Take care. 18 after 4 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back here on Hump Day.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Arriba, arriba. Andale. Santana. Some early Santana. Jingo. Not to be confused with Bingo. Great to have you along. Welcome back. 4:23 here on the Bobby Mac Show, the Hump Day edition. In on the text line, 71307. Bobby, I appreciate you and Dave Schwartz and how easy you guys make it to contact our representatives about important issues. Do you think that Dave would hook us up and make it easy for everyone to contact our representatives to get rid of daylight saving time? Thank you from Scott in Cowpens. Maybe, Scott, but I think with money disappearing like it was flying out the window, that would probably be somewhat further down on our list of priorities. Bobby, Alan Wilson might have a pillow in that bed. Follow the money from Gerald in Cowpens. Mr. McWane, the concrete business contracted with paving I-73 belongs to my wife. I am not seeing one red cent of that $77 million. Trust me, the $8 million is safe. Sincerely, signed, Hugh L., Florence, South Carolina. Appreciate that very much. Good to have you along here. Bobby, if you search New York Times public editor anonymous sources, about every 18 months, the Times would get into a scandal because of anonymous sources. And the public editor would promise they would never use anonymous sources ever again. And they would keep that promise for about 6 months or so and then get into another mess. And the public editor would again pledge, we will never use anonymous sources again. And this time, we really mean it. Well, the Times eventually fixed the problem by eliminating the position of public editor in 2017. Well, there's more than one way to defer a feline, as they say. Bobby, your welder friend here, I just find it hard to believe that we have no idea where the rockets that struck in the Saudi Arabian oil fields were fired from. You know that they're watching everything they do over there from satellites. I suspect they know more than they are telling us. Yeah, that would typically be the case. Bobby, I think it's pretty clear Trump wants to avoid getting involved in an Iran versus Saudi Arabia conflict. That's why he got rid of John Bolton. There is no question that the former national security advisor had, how shall I phrase this, an itchy trigger finger. I believe Iran now realizes that Trump is more of a dove than he is a hawk. That means they will soon test Trump's willingness to get involved for good or for bad. Trump is clearly an isolationist. I don't know if I would describe him as an isolationist. I would say that he is a realist in that, he's 14 months away from an election day. And what was it that eventually did in George W. Bush and his reputation? That was, of course, the war in Iraq. Bobby, on the latest weather front, Jennifer Wojcicki sounded more like her original self than the bland, monotone weather forecaster that she has become. I like the exciting Jennifer better than the seasoned weather woman. Tell her to go back to the sound when she first came on and got so much attention. Okay, we'll pass that along. Where do we text pothole? Yep. The text line number is 52886. Text the word pothole to 52886. Bobby, amen on the daylight savings time change. I do not want to change. I want to keep it the way it is now. Thank you from Alyssa. I would be perfectly happy to make it daylight savings time as our normal time. Year-round as well. Now, Bobby, if Columbia, South Carolina was controlled by actual conservatives, there's a thought, the FBI, SLED, Alan Wilson would be investigating every nook and cranny in South Carolina. Very, very probably. Brother Fred is along this afternoon. He is in beautiful TR, and I bet he is excited. Hi, Brother Fred. Brother Fred, you there?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Bobby, this is Brother Fred.
Yes, sir. I hear you fine.
Praise God. Well, I'm sorry. I have been on a work detail since 4:30 in the morning.
A work detail?
I just want to tell you that I'm keeping you in my prayers, but also I have stopped playing softball. My wife, a retired nurse, looked at my left elbow, which took a severe hit 2 years ago.
Right.
And if I get another hit on that, they might call me stubby.
Well, so we can't have that, Brother Fred.
Does not have to prove him.
Yeah. Well, you've had a Hall of Fame career, Brother Fred. I mean, how many years were you catching?
I was catching since 1978, and I was on 4 championship teams.
That's quite a while. That is quite a while.
Yes, sir. And
be
I'm 41
years
old.
Yes, sir.
But Bobby Mack, the Lord's been good. And October the 1st at 9:00,
right?
I'll be over at Spartanburg for the 50-meter dash.
Aha! Uh-huh. So
and
you get to defend your title.
Put me on the prayer list because I'm going after my 7th first place medal.
Wow, pretty incredible record, Brother Fred. You should be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, I'm not. Hooray for me because the Lord has been so good.
Yeah, I know.
But, you know, I just want to tell you that I listened to you and about the economy and everything.
Right.
Well, I just say praise the Lord because if you read your Bible, the Christians, we're going to be gone. And it might be a year or 2 years.
Yeah, well, you never know. You know, we should be ready all the time, right?
Ready, Freddy.
Well, Brother Fred, I've got to run for the news here, but congratulations on an outstanding, stellar career in catching, and you retire with quite a record behind you. 4:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side here on Hump Day on WORD.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
That doity, 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 low down. Boz Skaggs bringing us back. 4:39 now. 21 before 4 o'clock. 21 before 5 o'clock. Not giving you by. Said, what? We go to Central Time all of a sudden? 21 before 5 o'clock here on the Bobby Mack Show. As we go back to the phones, let's head down to Lonzo Country. That would be Gray Court. And bring in Sean here on the Hump Day Edition. Hi, Sean. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Bobby, it's John.
John, my mistake.
I have trouble saying my whole name. Hey, before the break, you were musing about whether Trump was a hawk or a dove.
Yeah, Texter was speculating about that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, whether it's a dove or a hawk, I don't know. But if he brings it down, I hope he brings down a hammer.
Yeah.
You know, he's got a question. Why are we defending one of the richest nations in the world? Let them pay their own way.
And here's another aspect of that equation as well, John. Why have we sold the Saudis the most high-tech jet aircraft, bombers and fighter bombers, on the face of the earth? For what? For them to sit there on the runway?
Apparently so. Maybe they're just trophies. Maybe it's like collecting antique cars. You know,
yeah.
If you're wealthy, you need to have the accoutrements of wealth, which are high-tech jet aircraft.
Yeah, the
jet aircraft.
Sure, the equivalent of the armor-plated Rolls-Royce that all the sheikhs ride around in.
Yeah, I really hope we don't shed American blood or blow American money on this. I really hope we don't.
I think that, that Donald Trump understands that if Saudi Arabia needs defending, that it probably should be done by Saudis.
Yeah, their blood's red too, you know?
You bet. And look,
thanks, Bobby.
Thank you, John. I appreciate the call. I think Donald Trump is smart enough to not replicate Middle East entanglements, especially 14 months or so away from a presidential election. Because you know the Democrats would go, oh, it's George W. Bush all over again, and he wants to get to Saddam Hussein because Saddam came after Bush's daddy, blah, blah, blah. To my stomping grounds of Taylor's is my next stop, and Richard is there. Hi, Richard, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hey, Bobby Mack. Hope you're doing well today.
Yes, sir. Fine and dandy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
One comment on that, I think why Saudis weren't flying their jets is a you know, pretty much the family tree is pretty, I guess, straight line. So somebody's a cousin or a brother of a prince somewhere. So, you know, they're two valuable assets to put in a multi-million-dollar plane and risk the aspect of getting a boo-boo.
You know, the interesting thing about that Saudi attack was, and a lot of people haven't recognized this yet, but I talked about it at some length yesterday, the swarm tactics that were employed here, using not only cruise missiles, but these drones as well. And when we talk about drones, I think people have a tendency to think of, you know, the small little 4x4 foot drones that people buy, you know, off websites and fly themselves. Some of these drones are as big as a military jet fighter.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And some of them have, I mean, you know, stealthy. They're stealthy. We probably sold it to somebody who sold it to them, to Iran.
Or Bill Clinton gave it to the Chinese who gave it to the Iranians.
Right.
Yeah, some kind of convoluted path.
On the satellites, being able to pick it up, you'd have to have several things, heat signature, a high. There's certain things that Pat satellites will zoom in on. They got certain.
Well, and that's one of the points that was made by some of the military experts who are talking about this swarm kind of attack. Basically, our air defense systems are against ICBMs, not against small aircraft and drones that come in waves that are centrally controlled and can come at you from all different directions at once. And this is something that apparently the Pentagon is behind the eight ball on and needs to get up to speed quickly, because this is going to be the new wave of technology and warfare, apparently.
Well, especially, too, with that, you know, a lot of people, you do have some drones that can go quite fast, but some of them, they just have regular turbofan engines on them, and
yep.
Their signature shows that of a light Cessna.
Yeah, so, and they fly at low altitudes and are essentially undetectable on radar until they're right on top of you when it's too late.
Right, right. But on to the I-73, that you did say interstate, so that is a federally... you know, we get federal dollars for that, correct?
We do get some. Well, if it was actually constructed, we would get some. Right now, it's all South Carolina taxpayer money.
But since they're hanging the interstate brand on it, it seems like there would be some kind of oversight from the federal government, because they're eventually, you know, they're naming it an interstate already. So it seems like there should be some budget already. Okay, we built a road, it's interstate, give us money. I would think that's how the procurement works with the government.
You would, you mean, Richard, the same kind of federal oversight that gave us $500 hammers and $5,000 commodes?
Correct. I mean, I'm saying, they account for that money. I mean, there are certain things that are designed, and, you know, it's okay, go make this hammer, but it needs to be spark-proof, it needs to be puncture proof, you know, all these parameters that a lot of times the military would put on things. If it's dropped from 30,000 feet, it needs to be able to be used. And you can't go build something like that and sell it in Walmart, you know. So that's where a lot of that stuff comes from.
Yeah, and it would also help if the salesman for the military contractor was not the brother-in-law of the procurement officer at the Pentagon. That might be a factor as well. Richard, thank you. I appreciate the call. 4:46, it's 14 before 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show. When we come right back on the other side, we know the Dems will go to any extent to try and force out President Trump. They had the distinguished Robert Mueller with the Russian collusion. Now, of course, we keep hearing the litany over and over again. Trump is a racist. He's a white supremacist supporter and all the rest. But this may be the final nail in the coffin for the Dems to be able to actually get Donald Trump with the latest accusation. That's next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. Bob McClain.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 5 o'clock follies are right around the corner. We'll have amazing true facts in there today. I'll be joined for that by the Bobettes, Miss Moneypenny, and Little Annie in the news center. Also have a mystery sound for them and for you to try and identify today. And it's a stumper if ever I had one. In on the text line, Bobby, do they ever catch these hit and run drivers? And if they do, what happens to them? Well, typically, they're charged for whatever violations of law they may have committed, be it driving without a license, driving without insurance, whatever it may be, and whatever vehicular crime they may have committed as well. That one on Pleasantburg today is, you know, it's so tragic. It's so unnecessary. You know, people just had just a little more patience, you know, and you get involved in a road rage thing, and here's some little 13-year-old kid minding his own business, walking his 8-year-old sister to the bus stop, and he ends up hospitalized and fighting for his life as a result. It's crazy. 7 before 5, to the phones we go, to Fountain Inn next, and Big Al. Hello, Big Al, and welcome to the show.
Hello, Big Bob, first-time caller, so I guess you want to ring your bell, right?
Yes, sir. I enjoy doing that. I've had to kind of blow the cobwebs off it lately, but here we go. There you go, a nice little bit of welcoming cowbell. Thanks for the opportunity to use it, Al.
Yes, sir. I'm 76 years old, retired Navy engineering officer. I'd like to commend you on the fact that, you know, unlike some of these people on the radio, you laugh at yourself once in a while, kind of like Red Skelton and Jay Leno. You know, they kind of, you know, every once in a while laugh at their own self.
Sure.
You know,
I'm human like everybody else, and the fact that I'm on the radio doesn't make me any smarter or any better than anybody else. I make mistakes just like everybody does, and fortunately when I do, people correct me on it, and I'm happy to have that happen.
All the time. I just enjoy listening to you. We go down to a Mayo Clinic in Florida, but I get you on the radio.com app, so I'm really happy to listen to you.
Really appreciate that, Al. Thank you.
Of course, I missed the pothole state. I mean the Palmetto state.
we should put that on the license plate, Al.
Yeah, exactly.
The official pothole state.
Exactly. Or change the name from Palmetto to pothole.
I saw a great license plate holder today. You know, the frames that you can put a license plate in?
Right.
I got behind someone at a stoplight, and the license plate frame said U.S. Navy Master Chief retired. And I thought, well, there's somebody that knew their business.
Yeah, I was going up for Master Chief and then went to Warrant thing. for 5 years and then retired, you know, because it was no longer an adventure, it was a job.
Yeah, yeah, I hear you. Well, yeah. And we appreciate your service, Al.
Well, I appreciate you all being the taxpayers paying my retirement, too.
We're happy to do it.
Well, that's about all I have for today. Thanks a lot, Big Bob. I guess I don't get cowbell next time, right?
No, sir, but if you'd like, we can make an exception, Al.
Okay. God bless you, Bob.
Thank you, sir. I pray. God bless you, too, sir. I appreciate it very much. Yeah, I have always really enjoyed self-deprecating humor more than any other kind, you know, because I like comedians that do that. Not that I'm a professional comedian, far from it, but it has a way, I think, of just humanizing yourself and making a connection. Bob, in on the text line, you know, African-American unemployment rate is lower than it's ever been. Hispanic unemployment rate is lower than it's ever been. Unemployment rate for all Americans is down. So if Donald Trump is a racist, he sure sucks at it, doesn't he? Yeah, he's not doing a very good job of being a racist or a white supremacist. I didn't get a chance to get to this story. Could be the final nail in the coffin of what's going to do in Donald Trump, the latest accusation against him. And boy, you'll be stunned when you hear it. That'll be what we kick off the 5 o'clock follies with on the other side here on the Bobby Mac Show on Hump Day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.